1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
That's what my organization does. It's called Don't Mess with Texas.
Your organization is an organization of people who don't live in Texas anymore.
We do not reside in Texas, no, but we are Texans. And
So George Bush, Attorney General Ashcroft, just to get people up to speed, President Bush said today he agreed with Attorney General John Ashcroft's decision to delay the execution of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.
And I think that that is an outrage, and so many other Texans do. Why
do you single this out to be a Texas thing?
Well, I believe that those of us in our organization, we have watched with considerable discomfort. This McVeigh execution's been set back by a government that doesn't seem to have the stomach for it. Like we do.
You really think it comes down to stomach?
Well, I think in Texas, we are very proud to say that we have executed, since the death penalty was reinstated in 1977, some 207 inmates out of 516 nationally. And we are the leading runner-up state's Virginia with only 46. Looks like Virginia doesn't quite have the stomach for the executions that Texas has.
Lisa, you're talking about executing human beings, okay?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And, Mr. Henry, before you start getting teary-eyed, I would ask you to consider the possibility that you folks in California may not have the stomach for it either. And I say that present company accepted. What we're proposing and what we are dedicated to is a cooling-off period of 48 hours so President Bush can get his head screwed back on straight. And we would consider it a personal favor of the former governor of our state if he would render as diligently and expeditiously as he could the Timothy McVeigh execution and carry it out forthwith. And as you know, Mr. Hendry, we've got a reputation in Texas that we are, despite what you and everybody else probably thinks, we're very proud of it.
You're very proud of having executed. Look, I'm not going to sit here and play the not having the stomach for it. 207 inmates, over 207 inmates since 1977. And I'm not even going to tell you that I'm against the death penalty, okay? What I'm saying is this guy has got some legitimate...
They're not going to find anything in those papers that's going to change anything, okay? And the fact of the matter remains, to reinstate McVeigh's execution and remember his duty as a Texan, I think, was what President Bush ought to do. They're not going to find... The whole damn country knows those files don't contain anything that's going to overturn the conviction.
Why do you guys care whether they put it off for a couple of weeks?
Huh?
Why do you guys care? Your organization, Don't Mess with Texas, and your affiliated organization, why do you care whether they put it off a couple of weeks?
Mr. Henry, Don't Mess with Texas and other organizations raise thousands of dollars for charities across the state of Texas when we hold our execution fiestas. Now, we've been having these since 19...
Your execution fiestas.
Yes, sir. That is exactly what they're called. You don't like that, do you?
No, I think it sounds a little macabre, I think.
Well, that's fine. See, I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to impress the other people in the state of Texas who feel as we do that the executions that the state of Texas runs first nationally.
And you're proud of that.
Why wouldn't I be proud of that? Why wouldn't I be proud of legally executing a man who's been convicted? We're number one. Virginia, 46? That's a joke. You want to know why? Because those people in Virginia got to turn around and look at the ball every time they pull a chain.
And okay, well, whatever that means.
That means they don't have the stomach for it.
Okay, well, there's a legal challenge going on right now to the execution of Timothy McVeigh, mounted by his attorneys. They say there's some documents.
Yeah, they say there's, you know, this is the same old thing. What we are saying is President Bush, as the former governor of our state, owes it to the people of Texas.
This is a crime, by the way, that was committed in Oklahoma.
And we are saying to the people of Oklahoma, as a state that we consider to be a kindred, you owe it to the people of Texas to execute this guy forthwith.
Now, all right, I'm going to give a number, and then I got a call. I got a question I want to ask you, okay? I'm going to give the number, and then I got a question I want to ask you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449.
What number?
I'm giving it right now, man. It's a phone number.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if you were doing a raffle or...
I'm not doing a raffle.
Excuse me.
Yeah, here's your winning raffle number. We're doing a raffle this afternoon. If you're carrying the ticket number 355, you will win the toaster oven. 1-800-449...
I don't know. I've never been on a talk program.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686.
Because we do raffles at our execution fiestas.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you give away?
Oh, we all kinds of things. We had a mink coat one year. I actually was I think it was mink. It might have been ferret, something. And then we had a beautiful appliance, you know, a Sub-Zero refrigerator. We got a lot of good things.
All right, 1-800. I don't know why I'm asking you about this. Let's stick to this question of the execution fiestas that you're having. 1-800-449-8686. Oklahoma is where Timothy McVeigh committed his crime.
That's correct.
Oklahoma is the state that has been wronged by this guy. Yes, federally, he attacked the federal building.
There you go, right there.
Well, what?
That's what you said. Federal building. That means all of the people in the United States have got a stake in this deal. Look, I got nothing against McVeigh. Hell, I think he might have had good reason for what he did. And I don't necessarily disagree with everything he says. All I'm saying is this guy's execution set for the 16th, and we got the execution fiesta, which means we've ordered up the Ferris wheel, and we've got two roller coasters from Jasmine Carney Incorporated in San Diego. We've also got all the booths, all the pin the tail, and then we got a dunk booth that we had to bring in for the.
Okay, so you've got a lot of stuff for your festival.
That's right. The other thing is we got a chili cook-off. Now, to all you people.
We're talking about a man who's going to die, okay? And you're doing a chili cook-off.
That's right.
You're proud of that.
Yes. Mr. Henry, I'm from Texas. I'm not from California. I don't come from Virginia. I don't come from Florida. I come from Texas. I don't make any apologies to getting myself a big bowl of some habanero chili and scarfing that down and sitting down and waiting for Timothy McVeigh to cook. I got no problem with that.
Well, he's not going to cook. It's lethal injection. So
now that disturbs me because, sheesh, I didn't.
You didn't think of that?
No, I didn't. I thought it was it.
That's not the electric chair in Texas. It hasn't been the electric chair for a lot of years. It's been lethal injection in Texas since at least the early 80s.
See, that's what I mean by the insults.
Well, that's an insult.
Yeah, they keep heaping it on and heaping it on. Now they ain't going to cook him in an electric chair, ain't no gas chamber. Former Governor Bush ain't going to do jack. You people don't have the stomach for frying McVeigh because you want to follow some guidelines. This guy, they posted the execution date as the 16th, okay? But the dignity of the state of Texas and the millions of us who've watched our record on execution slowly grow are figuratively getting kneed in the nutsack.
Okay, thanks. Hold the line here. This is a guy with Don't Mess With Texas, an affiliated organization. These guys are having, they have execution fiestas every time somebody is put down in Texas. And the stats that he gave me, we looked at, they're almost correct. A little over 200, over 200 inmates since 1977 have been executed in the state of Texas, which makes them far and away the leading state. Second to them, Virginia, with some 40 or 50. And he made the comment about Virginia, maybe they ain't got the stomach for it. 1-800-449-8686. If you didn't hear the news, the execution of Timothy McVeigh has been delayed by order of the Attorney General due to some, apparently, some evidence that has arisen in that case, or some papers or something. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
With Austin Amarca, he's with an organization called Don't Mess With Texas. And that means what exactly, sir?
That means that you don't mess with the way we do things. And the way we do things in Texas is, when it comes to an execution, we don't shy away from it. You see, a lot of people apologize for their policy. In Texas, we don't. But what happened to George Bush when he got to Washington after being governor of the state of Texas is he suddenly got what we call wussified. And this guy's turning around and looking in the bowl every time he's got to pull a chain. So I think this guy Bush, I thought he was a decent governor, but right now he gets to Washington, and all of a sudden he's got the wishy-washy bug. You know, and to me.
So he got weak when he got to Washington, decided he ain't going to grease any more people in the big house. Is that it?
I think he's talking to a lot of liberals back there. He wants to get in bed with the liberals so bad, he's been bit by the wishy-washy bug. You watch that guy turn around and check the bowl out before he pulls the chain.
What does that mean, man?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Here is David on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed to hear that caller. I'm calling from Texas. And
how are you? How are things in Texas?
Well, things are great. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful weather here. And Texans, I don't know, we're talking about capital punishment. And
that's correct.
I think, can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm really amazed to hear this fellow act like he's representing Texans when he talks about having a festival at an execution. I think that's really kind of embarrassing for the state to talk that way. And we do believe, by and large, most Texans believe in capital punishment.
You bet.
Pardon me?
You're damn right.
And I think we take justice seriously, but I don't think we'd make a joke of it and make a party of it.
I'm not making a joke out of it. I'm telling you right now, in Texas, we take care of. How about making a joke out of it? We're raising money for charity.
Well,
I got all kinds of things we're raffling off. I got 100 of those Yabba Dabba bars.
What are those?
Like a candy bar. And we're raffling those off.
Yabba Dabbas?
Yeah, the peanut butter ones.
Oh, peanut butter and taffy.
Yeah.
Where is this festival anyway? Where are you? Who's?
Well, we're having this. The Don't Mess with Texas, a group of ex. We're not ex Texans. We don't live in Texas. We live in California. I'm in Lancaster, California, and y'all come here. Yeah, you have a good time.
So you let me know. You have a bunch of Californians coming to a Texas execution party.
No. We are all Texas born and raised. But
you live in California.
We live in California. That's right.
This is just too weird to believe.
What's too weird about it? I mean, when McVeigh goes down on May 16th, we are going to have probably the largest chili cook-off in the West, okay? And I think also we've got pork rind fest. I don't know if you people are into that out here, Mr. Henry, but we love our pork rinds in Texas, and people bring them from hundreds of miles around.
Pork
well,
rinds.
I'm glad that you're not in Texas anymore because we may have executions, but I don't think we like to have parties about them here at the same time. It's a serious business.
I'm from Texas. I happen to know people party their ass off when somebody gets juiced down there. Come on. Are you a Democrat? Yeah, okay. There you go. I knew it.
All right, David, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Do you hear the point the man is trying to make? Is that,
oh, I know what he's trying to say. We don't have parties around executions. All I'm saying is that we take it very seriously in the state of Texas how we deal with criminals and how we deal with
committing crimes?
Yeah, committing crimes. And so what we do is we go right after the problem. We're not shy about it. We don't have that, phony baloney bullcrap about how, somebody's died and ain't it sad. Hell no, it's a great damn day. But they won't put McVeigh down, and that figuratively and literally kicks me right square in the nutsack.
Figuratively and literally?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you know what the words mean. Here is Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Kathy.
I am so offended by this idiot you have on your show.
How you doing, Kathy? I'm Austin Amarca.
Well, you're an idiot.
How do you figure that?
I figure that because, number one, I don't believe you're from Texas.
I've been in Texas
my entire life.
I'm
my
from
family
Austin, Texas.
Lived in Texas for the past five generations.
And we've greased
and
a lot of people down in Texas.
And you, sir, are an idiot. You live out in California. Do you put sour cream in your chili, mister? I mean, come on. What are you trying? Who are you trying to kid with this ridiculous thing about partying when someone gets executed? We should be ashamed that we've executed so many people here.
Kathy, Phil Henry here. Yes. Kathy, Phil Henry here. Let me ask you a question because you just said something that really pissed me off.
What are you talking about?
Just never mind. How do you make chili? Are you there?
I make chili.
Yeah.
I make it here in Texas.
How do you make it? How do you make it?
You make it with meat.
And what do you use for sauce?
Well, cares? We're talking about this.
So, in other words, Kathy, you're not really from Texas, and you've never really made any, and you've never really made any chili, and you're just a lightweight. Bug off. Okay. See, that's what happened.
Boy, you were good.
That's right. See, I just know how to, I know how to do. You don't make chili with tomatoes, okay?
I do.
Yeah, well, that means you don't know how to make chili.
Oh, wait a second. I've been making chili for about 20 years.
You don't use tomatoes.
What do you use?
I use New Mexico chilies. I don't. My wife does.
Oh, your wife does. And what does she use New Mexico chilies? How'd she make it all, like, liquidy?
Puts it in a blender.
Blender, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of meat you use?
Ground pork or turkey.
That sounds pretty good. I've never...
Yeah, that's right. That's how we make our chili in California. Here is Tracy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tracy, hello.
Hi.
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am. Hi.
How you doing, Tracy?
I haven't heard anybody make a reference to the victims, and I think that's really sad.
That's damn right.
Yeah.
Who were they?
The people in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
I think one of the main things we need to remember is the victims. And if you want to celebrate in your own way, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you,
okay,
Tracy. This is Austin Amarca of Don't Mess with Texas, and I understand what you're saying. We believe Timothy McVeigh ought to be set down and
you know what?
Up,
I agree with you. I agree that Timothy McVeigh needs to be executed.
You
I believe
it.
That.
That's right.
So
we don't disagree. We don't disagree, right?
No, I do not disagree. I believe that he needs to be executed, but to celebrate that in that manner is quite sick.
Now, see, that's the problem that you people have.
No, it's not a problem. You need to remember the people that are suffering, and they need to have their closure. And for you to have your chili cook-off, and if you want to celebrate in your own way, I just...
All the families are invited to our fiesta. They can all come out.
And you
chili
know what?
Judging
I really
is at
don't
six.
Think that they'll be there.
We're going to have a beauty show at 7.
You, but they will not be there.
We're
they
have
need to have their own closure. I did have a friend that had a niece of a friend who was killed, a 2-year-old that was killed in this. And do they want to go have a chili cook-off and eat pork rinds?
That'd be a great way for getting some closure.
Their child
oh,
that
man.
Died?
They had a 2-year-old child die,
yes.
Okay?
Well, it
was a friend of mine's a cousin. It was a distant
Oh, that's
thing.
Tracy. That's so terrible.
Now, listen, Tracy, I can't think of a better way of getting closure on a deal like that. You come out, got the chili cook-off is at 6. We got a beauty pageant at 7. There's going to be a milking show where you can see how cows are milked. And then we have the rodeo.
And you know what?
I'll tell you what I'm going to throw in. Yeah, you know what
it
I'm throwing
like
in?
It sounds like a wonderful time.
For all
and
the
I think
victims'
it's great
families,
to go out
free
and
beer.
These kinds of things, but not on
what?
The day of Timothy McVeigh's execution.
No, did you hear what
you
I just said?
Cinco de Mayo.
Do you hear what I just
for,
said? Ma'am,
I
I'm
know.
Saying that for all the victims' families, free beer, free admission. So, see, there's something in it for everybody.
You know, is it Phil?
This is Mr. Henry, yeah.
Hi.
What's the matter with you, Henry?
I think you should have
I'm sick
some
to my
kind
stomach.
Of, I think that you should have some kind of survey as to how many families would actually attend this.
The
and I can
execution.
Guarantee you that the people that have suffered from this tragedy are very deeply offended.
The execution fiesta, as it's called, is going to be on May 16th.
May 16th. We're going to have it up here. We've rented out Portions Corners up here in Lancaster, which is generally where they do a lot of dune bugging, but we're going to have the whole area.
Well,
and,
I'd like to know how many families from Oklahoma will be there. I'd like to know how many residents of Oklahoma
well, no, you
will
be from,
go
you,
there.
No, you got to be from Texas to get in.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean the families of the victims?
Well, if they're from Texas.
Well, how many of them were there? The bombing took place in Oklahoma City.
You know what?
They might have been on vacation.
On vacation. What did you say, Tracy? I'm sorry.
I don't believe him. I think this is a
Is this
joke.
Some kind of a joke? Are you taking up my time on the air?
I really
no.
do. It's
Mr. Good. Henry, do you think that I think it's a joke that this guy killed 168 people? No, I do not. I'm deeply offended by that.
I'm deeply offended that you would actually do something
I'm
like that.
I'm doing it. And I'm sorry
and
if nobody from
is,
Texas got blown up, I would have invited their family.
It's humorous to
oh,
you.
Oh, God.
It's humorous to you
it's
that people are
me.
Offended by it. That's
right,
your
look,
way of getting
it. We'll have an execution reenactment at 7 with fireworks. Don't worry.
Just shut up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Austin Amarca from the organization Don't Mess With Texas. And you were saying that a Texan's sense of justice...
Well, Mr. Andrew, we are Texans. I'm a Texan. When you mess with a Texan, oh boy, you're looking down the barrel of a Colt 45. And, mister, our finger's on the trigger. Don't ever tell me what to do. I don't like it. I've never liked it. I'm a free spirit.
What has this got to do with executing Timothy McVeigh?
It doesn't have a lot to do with actually. It's just I'm telling you about me now. This is a moment that I'd like to take for myself. Don't mess with me. And a lot of people have been doing that.
On my program?
Yes.
Okay, can we get back to McVeigh?
We can get back to talking about him, but just, you know, that's how I feel about it.
How you feel about executing...
No, how people treat me.
Okay, how people treat you is one thing. Executing Timothy McVeigh is something else. And you guys are having a fiesta, a celebration.
Look, have you ever heard of an Irish wake?
Of course I have.
Well, what's the difference? So in other words, I can't have myself a bowl of chili and a lousy can of Lone Star beer when we grease this guy McVeigh, but one of your Mick relatives goes down and you all partying with Irish whiskey till 4 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is that? And what kind of justice is that?
Well, that makes sense.
You've been damn right it makes sense.
I just that was what people were saying. Here's Marianne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm just amazed at this man claiming to be this big, tall Texan, proud of Texan. He didn't even know that we switched to lethal injection years ago. Every time we have an execution, it says so-and-so was to be, you know, executed by lethal injection. They say the term over and over again in the news. I don't know how he missed it. And
you're
also,
talking about the electric chair?
Numbers, let me finish. You had plenty of time to talk.
I sleep with my boots on.
You had plenty of time to talk. Let me have a chance. Then the other thing is, you know, if he doesn't even know that, and also, yeah, we've got over 200, but we've got a very large state with a very large population with, you know, three major metropolitan areas. If you combine Fort Worth and Dallas together, and then you got Houston and San Antonio,
California's got more people in it than Texas. You're going to turn around
anyway,
and look at the bomb before you pull the chain.
All these, we got higher population. You're going to have more people in prison, more people on death row, more people executed. So, yes, we've done it. Yes, Governor Bush was good about sticking to it.
Yeah.
But the numbers
yeah.
have The numbers don't have a whole lot to do with comparing other states. You've got totally different populations.
All right, Marianne, your argument, Mary Jane, your argument falls apart a little bit because, as Austin just said...
Let me do it because I'm the one.
What do you mean, let you do it? I want to...
Let me do it. I'm from Texas. I'm talking to another Texan. Mary Jane, state of California's got 30 million people, but they ain't executed as many as Texas.
Well,
I'm
just saying you compared it to Virginia and some other states that were smaller. I'm just saying that's not the only thing to look at. Is that number?
Oh, okay.
And now you're saying.
Yeah, good argument
saying,
you put up.
You know, you're making other statements about.
I'm just saying Virginia's going to look in the ball before they pull the chain.
No, let me talk. Look, you had plenty of opportunity. They're giving you more than enough time on this show that you even deserve.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if they're doing it for the ratings or for what, but I think...
Mr. Andrew, do you do anything for ratings?
No, of course not.
I think they'd be doing a whole lot better letting you off the air and letting some intelligent conversation take place.
Maybe we ought to let you just talk for now, Mary Jane. You're so thrilling with that whole number about 207. What about... Virginia ain't got the stomach for it. That's their problem.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a whole lot more factors than stomach that you have to look at. And also, I mean... Comparing an Irish wake just adds to the look of your stupidity. These are people who knew this person. They have a get-together to celebrate this person's life, and now you don't, you know, and you're celebrating an execution. We're glad if it takes place if this guy's not here to do it again, but no one's going out and having a festival over it.
Well, maybe we ought to. That's my whole point. Are you telling me you ain't going to... Marianne. On the day that Timothy McVeigh gets killed, are you telling me you're not going to have a beer? You're not going to have a beer.
I'm not going to have anything. I'll be glad that he's gone,
yeah,
and
she'll
I'll
have
say
a beer.
Some prayers for
crap.
The family.
All right, well, look, and maybe I'll have a beer the day that he dies, but it ain't going to be because he died. All right, Marianne, thanks a lot.
You believe that lady?
Don't worry about it. She was fine. She's fine. Here is Carrie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I would like to say that I think you're absolutely a twisted individual, and you're certainly not representative of the state of Texas.
That's what everybody's telling me, yet you guys are the ones that greased 207 since 1977.
Don't
so what's representative?
Guys, don't speak of us when you say Texas.
So what are you?
Don't include us.
Where
in
are you
that
from,
statement.
Mexico?
I can understand the
where do you come from?
I can understand that the points with regard to execution, but I've certainly never been a particular proponent of the death penalty.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you're just looking in the bowl waiting to pull a chain. I plan on impregnating my wife the night after the execution. What do you think of that? I'm going to have so much damn fun.
I think
that's right. Let me tell you something. My clothes come off when that switch...
Yeah, okay. Christy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
What's wrong with having a raffle for a TV set?
Shut up. Christy, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I'm really glad that he's living in California now and not in Texas.
Why? Because I give Texas a bad name?
Oh, yes, you give Texas a bad name.
No, I wasn't the one to do that. George Bush already did that for me. But I'd be very happy to try and give it a worse name.
Okay, I think I've had enough of him. And
thank you.
Christy, it's May 16th. If you want to have a beer, go ahead. It doesn't mean you're celebrating Timothy McVeigh's execution necessarily. It just means that it's May the 16th.
And you make chili with chili, not with damn tomatoes.
That's right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. You're right. It did. It stuck in my craw. The lady calling from Houston, she said, you folks in California use cream, what did she say, sour cream in your chili. And I understand where she's coming from because, see, this gets into a particular area. I take this stuff personally because I cook a little bit. And if you saw me when I was 266 pounds, there was no way on God's good green earth that you would ever deny that I cook a little bit or eat a little bit. Now that I'm down to, and my weight today, I weighed in, guess what it is? 228, man, down another 2 pounds from last week. I'm losing weight so fast, it's even scaring me. Now, I don't, you know, I realize why I'm losing weight, because I'm eating all those delicious garden burgers. 228 pounds. Anyway. It bugged me because, you know, there probably is a Texas-California thing when it comes to chili. Look, here's how you make chili. You ready? And I ain't talking about Carol Shelby mix and any of that. Get out of here, okay? This is how you make it. You go down to the Latino market, wherever it is in your neighborhood, and you get some of those New Mexico chilies, the big red New Mexico chilies. And you get like 2 pounds of these. And then you tear off the top of those chilies and you empty out and wash the chili out. You get all the seeds and all that crap out of there. Because I know how butch you are, I know how much of a man you are and how much hair you have on your chest. You still can't eat one of those things without crying for your mama. So just empty it because it's going to be hot enough. And then you blend those babies up in a blender with water until it liquefies. That's what you use for chili. You don't use tomatoes. Anybody puts tomatoes in chili should be beaten with a pipe. In the middle of... I'm just kidding. I don't know what should happen to you. Probably you shouldn't live very long. No, but don't use that stuff. You don't use any tomato, nothing in chili. I don't care if you've won 15 trophies at the chili cook-off. And your mom... Oh, Mike just said his mom uses tomato base in her chili. So I guess it's been nice knowing her. Get your baseball bat out. Don't use that crap. See, I make guacamole, man. I make the best guacamole. People put sour cream in that crap, you know. Some people don't like guacamole. It looks like the stuff that spewed out of Linda Blair's mouth in The Exorcist. Okay, if you're thinking about that while you're eating it, that's your problem. It's pretty good stuff, though. Anyway, yeah, 228 pounds. It's 38 pounds in 12 weeks. Maria and I did the math on that, and that's over 3 pounds a week. And that's with eating garbage on a weekend. So this weekend, I plan on spending some time with my face in a bowl of some kind of pasta, because eating the processed foods, you know, I'm eating all these foods that are not real. I'm eating Boca burgers. I'm eating garden burgers. I'm eating non-fat ballpark franks. I'm eating miso soup, non-fat light Wonder Bread hot dog and hamburger buns. I'm eating light Oro wheat bread. I'm eating egg white omelets with the picante sauce. And then, of course, naturally, because I am on a diet, I sneak a huge Boston cream pie outside at 3 a.m. So that's really how I've been doing it. And for those of you who would like to know how to do it, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll give you my recipe for big, thick, creamy German chocolate cake. How about that? Give it up, because you don't want to know. You all don't know how to make chili. I like chili. I eat a lot of that garbage, and that's just all there is to it. That's how you make this stuff. And it ain't that so much your butch if you can eat hot food. Just don't give me this five-alarm bull crap, and you make it with tomato sauce and tomato paste. But you got to go down to the Latino market down there. You know, when you go to these Latino markets, it's really like going to Mexico. And it, because it's just, you know, you're there, and there's all... One of the things about Latin markets that's interesting is here they have cans of food, and then they have picture frames and dolls. You go into a Latino market, and it's, you know, there's, you know, it's picantes and marvelous, you know the, it's kind of like a mercado. You know, everything is just jammed together. So over here we have the New Mexico chili, and yeah, over here are blow-up pool toys, and they're all sort of in the same rack, you know? And then they have the music. You can't go into a Latino market without the music. There's always just racks and racks of cassettes of some cat that's just huge down there right now, you know, and they're playing his music throughout the thing. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll have big ghetto blaster boombox radios that you can buy, and next to that, apples. And then next to that, dresses. And then men's ties, and then cassava melons, and then shoes, and then you get squash. It's wild. It's great. It's a picture of Sienna on one wall and the Virgin Mary on the other, you know. Who's Sienna? That's not how you spelled it, you geek. This guy, take the keyboard out of Schaefer's hands. He's deadly with that thing. I want to say something to you guys, and really this is what I wanted to mention. I don't get recognized a lot, okay, because I'm on the radio, and maybe people don't know who the hell I am, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me. But every now and again, like two or three times a year, I get recognized. Two or three times a year, somebody generally will say, very nice person will say, are you Phil Hendry? And well, yes, I am, you know. And they're very nice, and it just happened to me. In fact, the gas station out here in T.O., guy came over to me. Guy bounded over to me, big, tall dude. Cat's got these shades on, kind of pulled down, the long blonde hair, sort of, you know, stuck in his youth, 40-year-old surfer type, you know, California surfer. Kind of, hey, Phil, how you doing? Bob Bryant here. Guy was like a big, you know, football player. And, hey, you know, and he's, and, hey, how you doing, man? Great, you know, love everything you do. I love everything about you. The way you're dressed right now, the show, the car. Wow, you know, and then his friend, yeah, Phil, you're really great. I said, thanks, guys, you're really sweet. And sometimes it's not really, you don't know what to say. Like, I called up to get termite inspection for my house. And, I'd like to get termite inspection for my home. And what's your name? My name is Phil Hendry. I knew it, because I listen to you every day, sir, and it's just, okay, great. Because then it's get a little dicey, because now the termite guy knows where you live, and I don't know whether that's good or bad. You know, it's like getting your car repaired. So the cat knows where I live, man. Like getting so the places you don't want to get recognized, I'm not any kind of a celebrity, but if somebody had to recognize me in the unemployment line, wouldn't that suck? You know, like, hi, Mr. Henry, I love your show. Oh, it's you're getting unemployment. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I got fired, man. Oh, that's too bad. Well, I listen to you every day. Yeah, that's good. You know, it wouldn't have like you're meeting Nicolas Cage in a drug treatment place. What would you do? Would you just leave? I'm sorry. And I got recognized one time. I was getting cold and flu medicine. It was 3 o'clock in the morning in a pharmacy. I felt like crap. I looked like crap. I was sick. I was really sick. It was 3 a.m. That's how sick I was that I got out of bed and I dragged myself to the pharmacy and I'm looking for some relief. And this guy, hi, Mr. Hendry. I really enjoy your program. And every day is just neat. And I've got on, I don't know what I had, like a Knott's Berry Farm sweatshirt or something, you know. And then, of course, when you're in line at the porno store, and I was just, I'm just kidding. Checking out some videotapes, lesbian lingerie party. Yeah, that'll be all, Mr. Henry. Yeah, really love your show. Yeah, it's great. Thank you. This guy, hey, every day. Right here, this guy. Yeah, Mr. Henry, really love your radio program. Thank you. Okay, lesbian lingerie party. Backdoor 3, who's it for? For Mr. Henry, right over here. This guy.
Hey, Phil.
What do you want, bud? Because the light's on.
No, might say I come in.
Yeah, what do you want, man?
You talk about recognized people?
Yeah.
And
do you recognize anybody?
Yeah, I did. The other day, I recognized the man who went on Hello Larry.
Who?
The guy what's on Hello Larry. The man who's on the TV show Hello Larry.
Who's Hello Larry? What are you talking about?
That's who I saw.
You saw the guy from Hello Larry?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That wasn't exciting. I mean, was that exciting?
Yeah, it was exciting, but I don't know who it was.
Well, who was it?
I don't know.
First, you're telling me that you saw the guy from Hello Larry, and you don't know who it is.
But yeah, it was really exciting.
It's exciting to see a guy from a TV show. You don't know the guy.
No, not me.
No, not you, bud.
Why you be so mean to me?
Bud, I don't mean to be mean. You're coming in here and you're telling me that you saw the guy. What's Hello Larry?
This is the best TV show that there ever had been.
You ever heard of the show? You really dig the show, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
And you don't know the cat from the show?
No, it slipped my mind.
Slipped your... Go on IMDb.
Well, I gotta go get some food.
No, hold on for a minute, bud. Come here.
What do you do?
I'm going to look at IMDb, and I'm going to find out who the guy is from Hello Freakin' Larry.
Don't have to be angry about it.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be angry. It's just when you come in here, man, you tell me that you saw somebody, you recognize somebody, and now you're telling me that's the guy from Hello Larry, which is okay.
Just because you don't like the show don't mean it's not good.
Now, that's fine. But you don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, it's...
Slipped your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, here we got it. I got it right here, bud. You want to come over and look at the screen?
Yeah, what's it...
What's it say?
McLean Stevenson.
Yeah. And also, what does that say right there?
That's a guy that I saw at the car wash.
Yeah. You saw McLean Stevenson?
Yeah.
What does that say right there?
Died 1996. What?
Then how could you have seen the cat from Hello Larry, man, if he is dead?
But what about Jim Morrison and Elvis? A lot of people think they're...
Yeah, that's it, man. There's a cult around McLean Stevenson. He's still alive. And we're going to... Jesus.
Well, everybody say that...
And Bruce Lee, too. Those four guys are coming back, bud. Bruce Lee, Jim Morrison, Elvis Presley, and McLean Stevenson. And they're all hiding out. I saw the guy from Hello Larry.
Well, I not know he died.
Well, it wasn't him then.
No, it couldn't have been then.
Well, you're getting all excited about some cat. You don't even know who it is. You think it's the guy. Then you find out he's dead. Now you don't think?
No, on second thought, this guy was bald.
Okay, great. Anyway, that's what sucks about being recognized and famous and all of that crap, which, of course, we're not the kinds of... Radio stars are not the kind of person. We're the kind of guys that you hear, and depending upon whether you like us or not, it'd be really bad, for instance, if somebody recognized me at a truck stop at 3 a.m. and they hated my show. You know, hey, Mr. Henry, yeah, really hate you. You are a liberal. Oh, baby. And he's got a skinning knife, you know, and you've got 300 miles to go before the next, like, Tracy. You're out on 5. It's the middle of the night. You stop for an ice cream cone. Somebody's, like, following you with a single one light out. Hello, Larry.